Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here. Getaway Friday, September 26th, 2025. 9:26:25. 13 and a half minutes past the hour. It is a Getaway Friday, and it is the first Friday in autumn, the last Friday in the month of September, and we are up and running here. I have made contact with Matt this morning, and apparently he will be here momentarily, so that's a good thing. He was a little late last week, about, what, an hour and a half, so we feel good because he's on his way. It is kind of a chilly Friday morning. 56, I believe, was the temperature. A lot of fog this week. Big change in temperature, and also some much-needed rain, I think, has caused the fog. We want to thank Frank Gibson for joining us for the 2 hours of the program yesterday. That was a lot of fun, and thank the Industrial Club for supporting and sponsoring that program. So I hope everybody learned something or enjoyed Frank yesterday. Now, phone lines are back open here on this Friday morning, 740-383-9944. If there's anything on your mind, 740-383-9944. If you'd like to say something about yesterday's show or anything that we have not talked about since Wednesday, we're open for business here this morning, 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz, and we certainly can talk about it. Now, I'm trying to think of some things in the last 2 days that I have thought about talking about. Well, let's see here. You know, here's the thing. We all remember this case in Caledonia, the Cassandra Batista case. And I did an interview. I believe it was the only interview, to my knowledge, it certainly was the first, that the fathers of the children who were killed that day back in, gosh, when's it been now? 21, 22? When the accident happened in Caledonia, I believe. I did the first interview with them. Now, that interview got a lot of play. So if you ever wonder who's listening, does it have impact? Well, apparently that one certainly did. Because Cassandra was in court this week. And it's my understanding. Now, I was trying to read this last night. Because a lot of people were sending me things. And it's hard to know what is right, what is not. But I think she got a week or 10 days, something like that, in jail based upon, and if I'm wrong, somebody correct me, based upon pleadings that were happening in that case. It's a very convoluted case from where it all started in the beginning. But in any event, the reason I bring this up is because, you know, I'm still getting phone calls about this interview, and I got one the other day. And it was from a relative of Miss Batista, who seems to feel that the interview was unfair. Now, this interview has been over a year ago now. He seemed to feel that it was unfair, and that it did not do her any good, and that she had to change her phone number because people were calling her and things of that nature. Now, I don't know really what an interview can do. People can say anything they want in an interview. But interviews certainly do have impact. Now, it's unfortunate that anybody would have to change their phone number because of a case like this, and it's unfortunate that somebody might blame that on an interview. I don't know. I guess if you give something public attention, it's bound to cause some problems. But I do want to say that I did invite Ms. Batista on, I think, the following week after we did that interview, and she chose not to come on. So it's one of those cases, again, where the people who spoke got the attention, and the people who didn't speak didn't get the attention. So I'm sorry for whatever happened if something bad happened in regard to her and her life, and if she feels that that's related to the interview. I don't think it's related to the interview, but we did give her the chance to speak. And to this day, if she ever wanted to speak, the door is open. So there you go. Phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. Getaway Friday here. Now, I also want to say, now this is more on a lighthearted note. You know, more celebrities here in Marion. We love our celebrities. We love our Marion celebrities. And I was reading an article yesterday in which the Women's Club is setting up for their big event that happens, I believe, in March, late February, early March of 2026. And they've announced their celebrities, Marion celebrities, for their Dancing with the Stars bit, which they do, which you got to give them credit for. I mean, they raised over $100,000 in one night last year. You can't say they're doing anything wrong. In my neighborhood, that's called a success, so you got to say they're doing good things. But I'm reading through the list of celebrities, and I really feel that we've got this celebrity kickball game coming up here in a few weeks. And now we've got the celebrity Dancing with the Stars again at the Women's Club. Now, I really am trying to know who these people are as I'm reading down the list. Because I like to think, you know, I get out and about here in Marion. And the only person that I knew on the list, who I was sure who the person was Police Chief Jay McDonald. And he will be one of the people who will be participating in the Dancing with the Stars at the Women's Club in February or March. So that's the only one that I knew. And so there you go. Now, maybe people know the other people. I assume they're good at raising money. I'm guessing that's really what this is all about. I think the police chief will be good at raising money. Obviously, he's got his supporters. He's got the people who work with him. So there you go. That's coming up. But you know, it just goes back to this, and again, I think there are probably, I'm not sure what celebrity means, certainly in Marion, Ohio, but I'm guessing there are probably about three celebrities in Marion, Ohio, by the criteria that we base celebrity on in this country. I'm guessing there are about three. There might not even be three, to be honest with you, but that's what I'm guessing. So here we go again. All these celebrities, don't know who they are, but you know, if it makes you feel better to be called a celebrity, God bless you. In any event, That's the way it goes. Does anybody have any thoughts on that here on this Friday morning? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You know, I don't know if many law enforcement officers have been in that event over at the Women's Club. I know some public officials have been. I know that there have been some elected officials who have been in that. But I don't know about law enforcement. But, you know, if it helps out a good cause and the person wants to do it, what's wrong with that? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Well, we had our big city council meeting on Monday. We've talked about that an awful lot this week. I don't know where that's all going. You know, there was a kerfluffle with the treasurer. That all played out. We talked about it here on the show. I don't think it's real. Oh, I think I might hear Matt coming in. I hear some movement out there in the hallway. But, you know, I don't know where that's all going to go. It's an interesting story. Obviously, they wanted a no-confidence vote in Tommy Reese. Oh, this brings up something else. Okay, well, now see, as you're doing this show, things get triggered in your brain. You know, the Marion Star right now is coming under some fire, and it's not for me. They're coming under some fire for printing stories in regard to Monday night city council meeting that maybe they're leaving out some facts, or they're printing things that are not exactly true. Now, I can't say one way or another, because to be honest with you, I don't subscribe to the Star, and I have not read the paper copy this week on any of these things. So I don't know if it's true or not, but I did see online on their own site that when they're posting these articles about Monday night city council meeting, that people are jumping on them saying they're not reporting the truth, that they're leaving things out. Now, are they leaving them out purposely? I don't know. It's sad, really, to see an institution like President Harding's newspaper coming under fire like this. So I really don't know. It's unfortunate that they come under attack. And again, I can't say one way or another because I haven't read the article. I was at the event, obviously. I was at the city council meeting. But they do seem to be coming under some kind of fire for the articles that they are posting. Oh, I guess that was Matt I heard earlier on. Maybe he stopped off in the facilities this morning. Yeah, oh, apparently he did. Well, he's here. And again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Well, Matt, here we are. It's Friday, last Friday in September, first Friday in autumn. Listen, I don't tangle up these headphones. Don't look at me like that. I don't sit on that side of the table. That's not my deal.
It's like that every week.
You can untangle them this week if you... I don't see anybody ever untangle them. They might be like that, but... See, this one's always untangled and never plugged in, so at least there's one.
Well, yeah, that's the one I use when I do my shows.
All right, so the facts we went down here this morning, or I guess the subjects, we're starting on a light note this morning. I said I got another call this week on the Cassandra Batista interview because people are still up in arms about that, and I think she was sentenced this week to something like 10 days, I think, in jail is what she... Or there's a sentencing in December. I don't know. There's a whole thing about this that I really don't understand. I wasn't even aware of it until I got a call from this person who was not very happy that we had run this interview, which apparently is still resonating with people more than a year later. And this person seemingly kind of tried to blame the interview for a lot of her trouble, that it hashed it all up again and got people interested again, and she had to change her phone number because people were calling her and saying horrible things. And apparently it all happened after the interview. So, I don't know. What do you think? You heard the interview. You were here when we taped the interview.
Well, I mean, it certainly didn't portray her in a good light.
No, it didn't. But I wonder why that brought everything to a point again.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think it was not forgotten about, per se, but I think it was kind of, moved over. I mean, it just moves on. I mean, time keeps moving. And then, there was the interview, and then all of a sudden there were like hundreds of share. I mean, I don't know how many posts your share had alone, but I mean, if your share had, I mean, I think it was over 40. So if your post had over, if your post had over 40 shares, and I mean, it was shared well over 100 times because your post was shared 40 times, and I guarantee you somebody else got their post shared.
Well, and I want to say again that I did offer her the chance, Miss Batista, to come on the show.
Yeah.
So she chose not to. I always think that's a bad idea to not speak, especially when you're being attacked. But, you know, that's the way it goes. The door's still open if she wants to talk. I think the sentencing will come later. The other story, more Marian celebrities, the women's club's getting ready for another Dancing with the Stars. Now, I ran down the celebrity list, and the only person I recognized was Police Chief McDonald, who's going to be there. I think doing the Foxtrot, I think.
Who else is going to be there?
I have no idea. The list, to me, I don't know the people.
Oh, I thought you ran down the list this morning.
No. I was looking at it yesterday when it was appearing on, I think, social media. But the only one I recognized was the police chief.
Well, I mean, there's that. I don't know.
Good for him.
Yeah.
You know, I think he'll raise a lot of money.
Oh, probably. I mean, I think Dancing with the Stars, doesn't it do well every year?
Oh, yeah, they raised over $100,000 last year.
Yeah, I'm sure they're going to do great this year.
And the other story this morning was the Marian Star seems to be coming under some fire online for the articles they're posting out of Monday night's city council meeting, that they seem to be leaving things out and not really reporting things accurately. Now, I'm not saying that. I haven't read the articles, but other people are attacking them online for that.
I have also not read any of the Marian Star articles, so I don't know. But should it be true? I mean that's unfortunate. I think you ought to tell the whole story, and I can't think of what he called them, but the 10 points or whatever he had at Harding is he had hanging up at the Marian Star was I don't know, there were a lot of good things on there, two sides to every story, make sure you get both, that kind of thing.
Well, I don't know what they're doing because I haven't read the story, and I think the implication though is that they're making Tommy Reese seem worse than he is. And that the headlines are more directed toward that than anything else.
So the the story focuses more on Tommy Reese than...
Yes. I believe there was a headline that said something about vote of no confidence in the treasurer goes back to committee. So, if you're not a close follower of city council, how would you interpret that?
That it went back to committee?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, isn't that good for the treasurer?
Yeah, but if you don't know anything about city council and the headline is vote of no confidence in the treasurer sent to committee, that's not really... It's more it went to council, it failed,
yeah. And
that's why it's going back to committee. The headline itself makes it sound more like there's a vote of confidence, no confidence in the auditor, going to committee.
Treasurer.
See, there you go.
Well, I mean, that's what's happening. The vote of no confidence is...
It is factual, but it is not... It's misleading if you weren't there. Because we're not saying that it failed in council... That's why it's going to committee.
So the article doesn't say that?
I don't know if the article says it or not. I'm just saying most people only read the headlines. That's all I read.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I mean, that's why you got to read the articles, I guess.
People don't, though.
I mean, I wasn't going to... I mean, it's really not all that important, so I wasn't even going to talk about it. But Eric Dickerson, one of the, I think it was played for the Rams, Hall of Fame running back, said that he thinks Shedeur Sanders should be cut. But the headline was just that that he thinks Shedeur Sanders should be cut from the Browns. But it's true. He thinks Shedeur Sanders should be cut from the Browns. But the only reason he thinks that is because he wants Shedeur Sanders to have a better opportunity because he's third-string quarterback at the Browns. But the headline was just... Hall of Fame running back once Shedeur Sanders cut.
Yeah.
Yeah. So read the article.
Yeah, but that's you don't think the people who run newspapers and internet sites are writing it for that way and for a reason?
Yeah, but that's why I read the article.
Okay. But the headline is what gets your attention on if you're going to read the article or not. So do a misleading headline to try to get people to read the article, and if they don't, I guess it's just misleading?
Well, I'm not a fan of the misleading headlines. I just think that, it's not false. I guess a better headline would have been, no confidence vote in treasurer fails, sent back to committee.
Yep, that's more accurate. And then they got a picture of Tommy Reese, you know. So it just makes him look bad, which isn't that what the whole point Monday night, wasn't that was what was brought up, that this was all about character assassination? Well, that goes a long way, that article, in doing that.
I mean, yeah, I guess. I mean, you know, I mean, it's no good when there's stories about you in the newspaper. Especially, well, I guess it can be, but not when there's...
Well, you were there Monday.
A vote of no confidence.
What did you make of it? Take us through your thoughts on the two issues brought up Monday night with Tommy Reese. Not signing off on the fire station, and then the no confidence vote.
Well, according, I don't know, Tommy doesn't feel, apparently you need to know the cash flow of the city to sign that thing with the fire station, and Tommy did not feel that he knew that, and he felt that that was the treasurer's duty, so he did not sign it. After speaking to, Brickshaw Ferguson or whatever.
Yeah, so... There we go.
But he got, you know, they beat him over the head for that because they were going to pass a resolution basically stating why there was needed to be a vote of no confidence. And it was like, whereas Tommy Reese has refused to sign or something like that. But it basically just stated that he refused to do his job. See, Tommy thinks he didn't refuse to do his job because it wasn't part of his job to begin with. So there's that. I mean, it kind of went a little deeper than that, but that's pretty much the gist of that one.
So then we got to the no confidence vote.
They beat him over the head for a lot of things. I mean, they. By the way, Jason Schauber moved to strike the language that was because Tommy Reese refused to do his job, from the resolution citing.
And he was supported in that.
Yes, because, I mean, he cited that, Ralph Smith did the same thing, when they wanted to pass the Night Moves resolution, and I don't remember what the line was, but something about Bill Collins in there.
Refused to, I think, give some documentation or something. Yeah. So Ralph Smith was consistent in striking it out. So there you go. That got struck from the resolution. And then the no confidence vote didn't even happen. It was just voted on to send back to committee, and it was.
Well, I mean, yeah, there's that. But they did beat him over the head for a lot of other things, like... Like, there's a bank on James Way called West Banco, they operate under the name of Premier, I guess. So when they went to get the form signed that to where they could use, like, put city money in the bank, they were confused about that, and they said that they think that it should state West Banco, not Premier. But then, you know, Tommy Reese said that the bank president, I think it was the vice president, either way, one of the, you know, high-ups in the bank said that they operate under Premier. And Premier is even how they signed the, I can't think of the
Well, I think the crux of the Monday meeting for everybody was pretty much the speech that Twyla Lang gave to Tommy Reese, which had to be gaveled after about 2 minutes in. So what did you make of that?
Well, I mean, it seems pretty on character. I mean, they've done things like that with the auditor, so it doesn't really...
I don't remember... in an open council meeting, one person going on that long with no gavel and having it be so personal about... I mean, she actually at one point said,
now,
you've called us a liar, you're a liar. That was actually what went on in that part of that.
I don't know... Oh, yes. There was that, because she said that her and Ralph Smith had gone down to the treasurer's office to see how he gets his... to see what he does, because they always say that... because he always says that they don't know what he does, so they went down there. Basically, Tommy says that when they went down there, they were just trying to tell him how to do his job. They weren't actually trying to see what his job was.
I also don't remember a meeting where a younger child was in there, and the guardian had to say, leave, this is not democracy, I don't want you to hear this.
Yeah, there was that from the audience.
So I don't think any of that's happened with the auditor. Now, they've had some strong conversations, but I don't think there was anything comparable to that.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I do believe it was in a committee meeting, not an open council meeting, but, I mean, it was Twyla Langigan had, like, a list of grievances against the auditor and the treasurer.
And I think the auditor went down them. Tommy Reese stood right there and just took it. Never said a word. Let her go on. And who knows how long she would have gone on had she not been gaveled.
I think she had, like, a prepared statement.
No, that wasn't the prepared statement. The prepared statement came earlier. The prepared statement came, I believe, before the changing of the signature happened. Because she was not reading off a paper when she was going on that little...
tirade?
Well, I don't want to say it's that. She was clearly angry.
Tirade's just a good word.
Yeah, but do you think that's appropriate from a council person to a treasurer, and that nobody gaveled it for 2 minutes?
I only think it was gaveled because somebody from the audience made a point. It was either somebody from the audience, or I know at one point Aaron Rollins even interrupted to call a point of order.
So my point is, do you think this is what government should be?
Oh, no. But
somebody does.
I mean,
I don't understand why it's so personal. I don't get that. You know, you work together. Nobody's anybody's boss there. I don't understand why it has gotten to this level of personal. I don't understand that.
I mean, I don't know why the... Why? I mean, there's no reason to bring personal things into it at all. I mean, it's a. I think this should be like a. I don't think that the treasurer makes like policy, but it should be like a, you know, quote unquote policy issues, just how he does his job, that kind of thing, or not doing his job, I guess, if they feel he's not doing his job. But I don't think personal attacks have place.
He is an elected official.
Yes.
Which means he does not have a boss.
Yes.
So again, I don't understand a lot of this. In any event, phone lines are open if anybody'd like to weigh in. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Feel free to get in on anything going on in the world today. Well, let's see here. I'll tell you something that is going on in the world. There's a lot of stuff going on in the world. Okay. Well, you know, let's try to be a little light this morning. Oh, did you hear James Comey, the former FBI director, was indicted?
Yes.
This could be problematic.
Didn't I think Trump said that it was justice or something like that?
Well, Trump called for him to be indicted, and then wouldn't you know, just a few days later, he was indicted.
Wasn't that nice?
Yeah. So there you go. And, of course, Comey is saying this is clearly political retribution.
Comey helped that man win the election. I don't know what he's talking
about. Well, but they had a falling out down the line. You know, could be problematic.
Oh, well, but could be. I think it is problematic.
All right, go ahead, caller.
Hey, I'm glad Matt's there, and maybe he could help me out with the question I'm going to ask. What really is the definition of a celebrity I know what I think it is, somebody famous or something like that, but how many fields could you go into to say you know a celebrity? I mean, I could say, oh, maybe a lot of movie stars or a lot of ball players and stuff like that, commonly known, you know, as you're growing up, but then they are a celebrity for a while, and then they either pass away and stuff or fade away and stuff like that. But what is a celebrity pertaining to the women's club that you said you don't know of any celebrities?
Well, I figure it just has something to do with name recognition, I would think.
The name, okay, that's why I ask you, Matt, because you can fast draw that device out, and it gives you a little bit more of the newer world than what I was brought up with, the dictionaries and stuff like that. But through my life, famous was somebody that, well, boy, that's a big, big thing when it's famous. But getting back to what Scott started the show off with, Scott, famous people. Well, I wouldn't know any famous people in Marion, really, except for the people that I know that may have done something and been here and gone and everything like that, or maybe still existing. But I don't know what the word famous would really characterize. Could you give a more idea of something like that, Scott or Matt?
Well, my guess is that people in Marion who get a lot of publicity would probably be people who are in public office because, you know, they represent a good group of people.
Scott, if you would please, that is that goes from year to year or term to term. Yeah, I get that, and I can relate that, you know, to George Washington, the president, up to the president today. That if I looked into all the names, you know, they was all famous people, wouldn't they be? I mean, a good start off on famous people.
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah,
and,
okay.
And
but,
I would
people that you don't know or aren't in the women's club, you wouldn't know who was famous that you'd be dancing with, would you?
No, and I think that's one of the things about...
Okay, that's what I thought. That's what you're working on. Okay, thanks. Go ahead, Scott.
Yeah. No, and I think that's... I think it's just the odd word celebrity, because obviously the Women's Club event is doing very well, so they're doing what they do very well, and it's about fundraising, and that's good, because the Women's Club needs funds. I'm just not sure what... I think it's a little misleading... in a way, to say that it's some Marion celebrities, I think is how they put it. And I don't know why they just can't say these are our contestants. I don't know what the difference would be.
Yeah, that was the way it was, I remembered, of last year. They was competing, male and female, or female and female, male and male. I don't know how they compete, the varieties of it. But you said the chief police is going to do the fox trot. Now, buddy, I've seen I've hunted fox before, and that's a pretty dandy foot movement there on the fox trot. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, that'll be interesting to see, and I would consider the chief of police to be a well-known person, and if you want to say celebrity, that would be one of them.
Yeah.
Because and the sheriff would be one of them. And I think past sheriffs and past mayors and those people would be in that category.
Okay. So you're just pertaining to the people in Marion that we're talking about right here, that celebrities and stuff like that. Okay, I get the drift more or less. That who would be your best female celebrity in Marion then?
Well, certainly at this point it would probably be Mary Ellen.
I figured you would say that.
Well, I don't know. I don't. Can you think of anybody bigger?
Well, no. Now, don't get off track here. I don't know, but Marion is a per se kind of hometown of Mary Ellen Withrow. But would you be able to run down the list of all the famous people in the currency division of the United States? If you saw a name, would you be able to relate it like Mary Ellen Withrow's name?
Some of them. Lloyd Benson would be one. He ran for vice president. I would know who that is.
Well, I mean, how many have we got so far up to date right now? Mary Ellen was the 40th, so.
40th. I think we're in the 40s still.
About what figure would we say is the United States creation?
Well, I think we're in still in the early 40s. I don't think we're past 45 yet.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Okay.
She hasn't been out of office that long.
Yeah, well, I was just wondering how many there was to start with. But we wouldn't know none of those names. I wouldn't ever even consider a name like that, but Mary Ellen Withrow, you would relate that to you because you're a hometown person and know that.
Well, but I think also people, see, we and Marion, and I've said this for a long time, we take Mary Ellen for granted in a way. Just with this conversation, because if you go anywhere else, there's no other treasurer who's in the Guinness Book of World Records for signing more currency than anybody else. Nobody.
Well, you'd have to look that up to know that, you know. It wouldn't just run off your mind that would just come out of your head, you know.
Well, no, but that...
Unless you would have said it, you know what I mean?
Well, but I also think when your name is on more currency than anybody else, more people are just going to see your name than anybody else has, so it becomes a more familiar thing. And
now,
actually,
that wouldn't hold true to me because I don't get my hands on the currency for 63 years of marriage, see?
Well, there you go, I understand.
I don't even have time to even spend it alone, look at the name of it, you know?
Well, but
I'm just joking. I don't want to get into the details, but I just wonder about celebrities, the word celebrity. Famous people, and how long they are really what you call famous people, in what category is it? So the women's club, and let's just say the famous people would be people that dance and under competition and stuff, and the money's raised, and that's how they get it. Is that correct? That's the way that goes down.
Yeah, good for them.
Yeah. Okay. All righty. I just wanted to get clarification about celebrity. And I thought you being around town and interviewing so many people and stuff, that you surely would know a lot more than that.
Well, I don't think that all the people I interview are celebrities.
Well, I'm talking about people in Marion that's there. You said you don't know of any there that would be celebrities, yeah.
No, not on that list, no. No.
That on that list.
No, but I could find you some celebrities if they wanted some.
Oh, on that list?
No, not on the list. But if I was on the choosing committee and they wanted celebrities, I could give them some names that would have better recognition than the people they have.
Oh, that could come in and compete and present more money to the women's club? Is that what you're meaning?
Yes, yes.
Oh, okay. All righty, now I got the drift on you. Well, continue on, and thank you very much. And Matt, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, 740-383-9944. I mean, obviously, as I said, the sheriff would be on that list. I certainly think the mayor would be on that list. I think any past mayor would be on that list. I think there are certain county commissioners. You know, there are people.
Have we ever had a woman mayor?
No.
No.
No. No. No. No, just to touch on the Mary Ellen thing for a minute, I think people just put her in the line as another treasurer of the United States. But she was one of the most active treasurers of the United States ever. And even when, I think people think that the Guinness Book of World Records thing happened after she was out of office. It happened while she was in office. And when she would be in Utah, I have tapes of her on talk shows in Utah and in Washington, where she's selling savings bonds, and on the talk show, they bring up to her, hey, your name's in the Guinness Book of World Records. So, and also, she is the only person in government ever, period, ever, to hold office on the state, local, and national level, and that's how Governor DeWine greeted her last week. You know, you won the Triple Crown, treasurer, treasurer, treasurer. So, you know, she wasn't just another treasurer of the United States. And also, for Ohio, she was our state treasurer for nearly 12 years before she ever went off and became the treasurer of the United States. So she had a lot of lineage, and also broke down a lot of doors before that in Marion County by being the first woman on Elgin School Board and being the first female county treasurer, which had never happened. So along the way, she did a lot of things that other people didn't do, and to this day, she gets letters in the mail from all around the country, people asking her to sign money, because they know that she's in the Guinness Book of World Records. I think in Marion, we think that's just a, Marion thing.
Don't they also put her money on a lot of, don't they also put her signature on, like,
Her signature is still the one they use on the play money because she is in the Guinness Book of World Records. She did sign more currency. So it's more recognizable than anybody else. But I've always said in Marion, we take Mary Ellen more lightly than anybody else. In other places, they greet her. You know, she spoke in...
When we had the ceremonies at the schools for her 30th anniversary as treasurer, and then we had the thing at Kingston, there was a woman who came from Germany
to see her.
To see her.
So there you go. Go ahead, Colin.
Yeah, getting back to Mary Ellen Withrow, I'm very pleased that I was able to know her myself of all those things that you already mentioned that we know of. But, you know, one thing that's puzzled me, and maybe I can throw it out there and get an answer about it. I think there was a couple of schools named after Mary Ellen Withrow. And I think up on Oak Street, and I think out there off of 739, that went out there. But I went around both of those schools to see Mary Ellen Withrow's name on the school, and I've never seen that, and it's never appeared. Am I right, or can I be wrong?
That she had two schools named after her?
Yes.
Yeah, she did, and the Marion City Schools had to close those. I think it was a funding issue, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, let's hold up there. Was her name ever on a placard on those schools?
I don't believe so.
I don't believe so either. So that's one thing about Mary Ellen Withrow here in Marion, a home, per se, the hometown, I think, up there on 98, where she was born and raised, but Marion County. But that's what always puzzled me. Why didn't they ever have that, or why isn't it ever, if they're closed, the building's existing, why couldn't the name still could have been put on there? And why was there? That's the point I'd like to know. Why didn't that ever transfer?
I think the reason that was given was the schools were dedicated right before the pandemic, and I think the reason that was given was it was during the pandemic and it was hard to get people out there to do things like that, and then there was a financial issue with the Marion City Schools that they could not keep those buildings open, and I think they concentrated them in a central location, much like they did with the administration building last year, got rid of the big administration building out here on Delaware Avenue to save money. And I think, but there were many kids who I would run into who said, I go to Withrow, so they knew what the school was named. And I also should say that when they closed those schools, because they did, that they dedicated the community room at Harding to her. It's the Mary Ellen Withrow Community Room, so when the school board meets, or there's any community event, that's where they meet, and there is a big picture of her in there, in that room.
Okay, that is at the new Harding, naturally.
Yes, yes.
The old Harding, there isn't nothing there, but... I was just wondering about a few of those things, and that helped me clear me up and helped quite a bit. I want to thank you very much. But Mary Ellen Withrow, anything named after her or all the stuff she done, well, that's fine and dandy, but you're not ever going to change unless you ever met Mary Ellen Withrow and was around her. The woman, that's the thing. And the things she done, that's a terrific thing also. But the woman herself is, how many words you got for Mary Ellen with? The greatest or the mostest or whatever, but she's just a pleasure to be around. That's what I got to say. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you. And that's, I think, everybody who's ever been around her would echo those sentiments. She was.
Yeah.
She was. And I also think, again, I think there were just things that went into her time in office that were different. Also, now everything is more fragmented. You know, when she was Treasurer of the United States, we had three channels and cable. You know, there was not internet. So it was a different world. You would get more access. So there it is. 740-383-9944 if you have anything to say. But I'm not opposed to what the Women's Club does. They're raising money, and they're raising a lot. So good for them. I don't know what this celebrity word means.
I mean, doesn't it just mean well-known? Supposed to mean well-known, at least?
It could. Maybe that's it. I just think, obviously, they're going more toward the fundraising, which is not wrong. I mean, that's what you're trying to do on those nights. So if you're trying to put people in there who are raising funds, good.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's the goal.
Yeah, but Comey, our former FBI director, was indicted by a grand jury yesterday after a years-long effort by President Trump to punish the former top federal law enforcement officer he fired in 2017 for investigating his 2016 campaign contacts with Russia. I think that's where they went sideways.
Which he did have, by the way. There were, in fact, campaigns.
Well, now he's indicted for that. federal grand jury headed up the indictment charging Comey with making false statements to Congress and obstructing Congress during testimony on September 30th, 2020. Specifically, the indictment alleges Comey testified that the day that he hadn't authorized someone at the FBI to be an anonymous source in news reports regarding an FBI investigation when he knew that wasn't true. Comey said, "My family and I have known for years that there are costs to standing up to Donald Trump, but we couldn't imagine ourselves living any other way," Comey said in a video he posted on Instagram. "We will not live on our knees, and you shouldn't either."
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Political retribution. You said this wouldn't happen. You said that Justice Department would never indict anybody for a crime that's not legitimate just based on the fact that the president wanted them to do it. We don't do that in America.
Well, I mean, he could be found not guilty. I mean, they can charge you with anything.
Do you know how much money this is going to cost?
I didn't say it was useful.
No, but you said
not
things
fruitful.
You said things like this will not happen. That just because I don't like you and I don't like what you did, that the Justice Department would ever indict somebody just on that idea.
Well, why would they? That's not how justice works.
Well, we do it now here in this country. Shouldn't we be proud? Wave your flags, people. Wave your flags.
You know, once upon a time, there was a guy named Scipio. I don't know how you pronounce it.
Oh, and by the way, Letitia James, the person who went after him in, I believe, was that Atlanta, Georgia? Was that the Georgia thing?
Who?
Oh, her name was Letitia James.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, an indictment's probably coming her way as well down the road. And there's somebody else who's probably on the indictment list.
Probably Special Counsel Jack Smith.
Oh, well, he's certainly being looked at. All because the president doesn't like you. There you go.
Well, you went after the man, I guess.
Okay. So that's how this works.
That's not how it should work. That's certainly how it works now. Or how it is working,
I should
say.
You proud of the country?
No. No news.
You know, it's always that people wave the flag and they're so happy and everything's great. But you know, at what level do you start to say, wait a second?
I don't know that most people really pay all that much attention.
Well, maybe that's the problem.
maybe
that's the problem. All right, we're going to break. We'll be back.
Or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.